Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As I was waiting before the Lord and was preparing to continue on a message I've been sharing the last few days on the revelation of truth, I just felt in the Spirit, there's someone listening to me right now, and you have some very important decisions to be made, and you've really been very, very stressed about it. And I can relate and I can understand, because sometimes the decisions we make every day, they're small, insignificant decisions. But when it comes to major decisions, you really have to know it's God. And I have been there. I've had to seek God at many different junctions in my life and make major decisions. And so I want to pray with and for you, as well as give you a little bit of advice. Brother Glass always used to say, when in doubt, don't. And until you have a clear go-ahead, a green light in your spirit, don't be forced to make a decision. And now you might be saying, well, Sister Glass, you don't understand. I just can't wait forever. I've got to make, there's a time factor involved. And I can appreciate that. And you know what? The Lord does also, even more so. However, He doesn't want you frazzled. He doesn't want you frenetic or stressed. Because as I've been ministering on the role of the Holy Spirit, God wants to bring us into a continual revelation of truth, not only of Himself, but of His ways. And in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. That word of Scripture comes to me right now. And whenever there's a sense of anxiety or confusion or fear, that's not of the Lord. That's of the evil one. Perfect love casts out all fear. And right now, I want to pray that this anxiety and stress will just be removed from you, and that you'll be able to hear the Lord speaking to your heart. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift your beloved. I take authority over the anxiety and the stress and just feeling overwhelmed, because so many things hinge on this major decision. Lord, this does not come as a surprise to you, and I do pray, Lord, that you will give that wisdom that you promised. In James, Lord, you said that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. You don't criticize us for asking. And so, Father, I pray for the very wisdom of God to be administered, that they shall know exactly what your will is. And I take authority over every confusing, stressful, fearful spirit, and I loose the peace of God right now. I take authority over that storm of unrest and upset and tension. And Lord, I just thank you for the peace of God, Lord, that you are directing us. Steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And Father, we can just rest on that fact, regardless of the external pressures, regardless of people saying, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Lord, that there will be a peace and a trust, and there will be a knowledge that they are walking in the steps that you have ordained for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you for that, Lord. Well, I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, as I had to come to a conclusion, that our entire Christian walk is based on a continuing revelation of truth, if you will, a growing into greater and greater knowledge of the truth. In James 1:18, the word says, of his own will he begat us with the word of truth. So our spiritual birth begins in truth. There's an ongoing deliverance that occurs as we continue in the truth. Jesus said, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then he also said in the Gospel of John that when the Comforter is come, whom He would send from the Father the Spirit of truth. He will testify of me, and he will lead you, guide you into all truth. That's John 16 and 13. And he will not speak of himself, or whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So we can rest on this wonderful promise. I sought the Lord, the psalmist said, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Praise God. And so we have victory over the enemy. We have the ability to be guided and directed by the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, in verse 14, and Paul is talking about our spiritual armor, he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. What does that mean, girt about with truth? That means covered with truth. Now, that's a very interesting remark or statement. And let's try to gain a little bit of understanding about this. What is the we don't use those words very much, but the loin, as far as definition, it's part, in terms of the human body, it's part of the back and sides between the ribs and hips, being, as it were, the pivot of the body, and is most sensibly affected by pain or terror. We see references in the word to that. And according to Webster, it is the upper and lower abdominal regions, and it's used figuratively for the generative or reproductive organs. Now, in biblical times, they wore loose flowing garments. They were loose fitting, and they were required to be gathered at the waist before a person could engage in any exertion or enterprise, any physical labor. Hence that terminology, girding the loins. And it is used as a figure of speech, if you will, for vigorous effort, according to Unger's Bible Dictionary. And also, as we talk about the loins, that consists of the belly. And for Hebrews, that was figurative or synonymous, if you will, with the heart, which is the innermost recesses of the soul. And so, not only is that heart of the belly protective, but what does Jesus say? He says, out of your innermost being, out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And if we're not walking in truth, if our loins are not girt with truth, those rivers of living water can't flow. And so the Lord wants us to be freed, and the only way we'll be freed is by the truth. He is our deliverer. He is our counselor, our guide, and he is the very one who will bring us into a knowledge of God and the wonderful life that we have, eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that work of growth or maturity, if you will, that sanctification process is brought about by the Spirit of truth and by the Word of truth. Paul speaks of the Word of truth, and when he was approving himself as a minister of the gospel, that's 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 7. And then Jesus prayed, again in that beautiful chapter in John, the 17th chapter of that of the Gospel of John, verse 17, he prayed, sanctify them. He was talking about you and me, beloved. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. There you go. There you have the definition of truth. Thy word is truth. The very words of Jesus. And he is asking the Heavenly Father that through the Holy Spirit, every single believer would be sanctified, would be brought into greater and greater apprehension of godliness. We already have the righteousness of Jesus when we're saved, but in our day-to-day lives, we can choose to be led by the Spirit, or we can fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It's a matter of choice, and it's a matter of our human wills. And so there is a purification process, if you will. There's a maturing, a growth process accomplished by God's Word in our lives. That's why it's so important that we expose ourselves every day to the Word of God. Nothing takes the place of you and the Lord, having quiet time, just you and Him. and being together at whatever time is good for you. For a lot of people, it's the beginning of the day. For some, because of schedule, maybe it has to be before they go to bed at night. But there is a time that is spent daily with the Lord and reading His Word, not just in prayer. And of course, attending fellowship, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And we do that by local assemblies, the local churches. We do that as we listen to broadcasts on radio, on television, and we just feed ourselves with the Word of God. Our spirit man feeds on that. In fact, remember Jesus said, "I have meat that you know not of." And the disciples were a little confused because they didn't have bread with them, and they thought he was referring to natural food. He was referring to his meat was to do the will of the Father. And so as we hunger after God and His righteousness and all that He is, the very beauty of the Lord, as our soul longs to be conformed to the image of Jesus, that perfect human being. He was perfect God and perfect man. There was no flaw. There was no iniquity in Him. As we desire Him, then that very desire kindles a hunger for His Word of God. And as we meditate on that word, see what 1 Peter 1:22 says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." So Peter is saying we actually purify our souls by obeying the Spirit. Praise God. Beloved, we have such a high calling, and He is involved every step of the way in our growth process. Let me just share a final scripture in Ephesians 4, 14 and 15, that we be henceforth no more children carried away with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but we grow up into Him who is the fullness, the head, Jesus Christ. Note that there's a spirit of error, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things. Praise God. So our growth, our sanctification is carried on by the word of truth in our lives. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.